Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. So with that first question for our guest today, in a couple of sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Oh, thank you, April. My name is Denise Roberts, and I have for the last 30 years helped business owners, department heads, employees, entrepreneurs, everybody in that space, increase their revenues, generate thousands of leads, and close millions of dollars in business in just 12 weeks with a program I created called Painless Prospecting.
Fantastic. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, what I get to see is the shift that they make in a 90-day window or 12 weeks, how they can go from trying to be anxious and trying to close business to stop pitching people and start connecting with people. Everything else comes together.
Very good. Very good. Question number 3. I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes from clients dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
Well, here's my question on that for you, April. Are you meaning like testimonials when you say quotes? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So what I take on that, so my spin on that would be what I call a impactful story, because it's all about stories. And when you speak from your heart and you talk about a before and after, a client that worked with you, before working with you, they're trying to enter a new market. After working with you, not only did they enter the new market, they generated $13 million worth of additional business, right? That actually is a story from one of my clients, but that's the difference, is when you can tell a story, because people connect with the story more than they connect with the words. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very good, very good. And so question 4, what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Well, right now, everything because of the pandemic is, how do I adapt? How do I pivot? How do I reinvent myself? So I'll share 2 examples for you. One is a personal thing where I had always, my work was always live. I was always training people live. And none of that's happening right now. Budgets are cut. No one's doing. So it's like, not only do you pivot to Zoom, and even then it's still awkward. So it was like, how do I work with people and help them still stay focused and connect with their customers, but do this in a new format? So I have flipped it to working with individuals. So I put individuals in what I call a pod. And we're trying to play an acronym on that, but it's kind of like personal online development or whatever, but it's a form now where we have 5-10 people, women right now is what we're working with, to keep them accountable to what they say they're going to do, see themselves bigger than they see themselves, and dealing with the transformation of changing where they are right now. And I'll share another story on that. One of the women in the group, her name is Judy, and Judy has a business that worked with accent reduction. Her story came from, she was an exchange student in France, right out of college, and she was all excited, and here she is in Paris, and she's talking to people, and they keep saying, pardon me, pardonnez-moi, I don't understand, what are you saying, right? And so she found that her accent was not what their accent was, and it left her very debilitated. So when she comes back to the United States, she actually shifted the way she looked at life and created an entire business around helping others never feel that way again. So she did what she does, accent reduction with people, and she helps them be able to enunciate and pronounce words and sounds that they don't have in their own language. Now, I tell you that story because she was highly successful. She, you know, Nightly News had written stories about her. She was for 20, 30 years, just working in the medical field, working in the IT field. She had gone all over the country. She created her own process. Everything was wonderful. Pandemic, right? Budgets are frozen. No one's spending money. And her clients had always been an organization pays to put their people through. So she came back with, how can I, instead of I can't, and that's what we worked on, is how can I, and we worked on that in this pod, is to, she's now pivoted to, she has to be able to do this for individuals, because there are individuals who are non-native English speakers who are looking at possibly being laid off, furloughed, whatever, and they now need to go find a way to support themselves and interview. And if they have a thick accent or people don't understand them, there's a problem, there's a challenge there. So she has figured out a way to work with individuals where in the past, so she's working twice as hard for half as much money, as she has said, but she's committed to doing this, and she is trying to get her word out, because now her next issue is, where do I find these people? I always knew where to find them when they were working. They're now working from their homes, right? How do I find them? So now we're creating, as a pod, we're helping her create her strategies and test and measure and keep her head in the game when she wants to pull back and go, this isn't working. It's too hard. I can't do this. So that's the exciting things that are going on with this pivot. And, you know, everyone is going through this. So how do you keep your self-focused, head in the game, and not feel sorry for yourself and look at your wounds, you know?
Absolutely. Love that. Love that. Great question. How can I? Question number five is, I am hearing from other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, that would like, or sorry, who else do you know? I'm going to ask you that first. Who else would you know in the B2B industry that you would like to acknowledge as a leader and should be on the podcast?
Well, actually, I'd like you to talk to Judy Ravin, this particular woman that I was just telling you her story. And I have two women. Both women are in my pod right now. And the other woman, her name is Lori Jo Vest. And she is a cancer survivor who had started a business. And she started her business and she was just up and getting it growing. And then cancer hit her. And she stayed, you know, how can she? She stayed the course. She managed it, and she is a digital marketer and has helped lots of companies in this time when everybody's freaking out and not knowing what to do. How do I reach out and touch people and talk to people? So those are two women I have in mind for you to talk to.
Fantastic. I look forward to connecting with them both. We have about 1 minute left, but I want to get this last question in. Question number
All right.
Five. Tell us about your first sale.
Well, this is a funny story. Okay. So I was 17 years old. It was summer. I was going to start my senior year of high school. And I met a boy who was starting his sophomore year of college at a dance. As we're dancing, he says, where do you go to school? And I said, you know, it's a new Catholic school that I don't know if you know about. And he goes, oh yeah, I've heard of that school. And I said, where do you go to school? And he told me where he went. And I said, really? I didn't know that. You know, and he says, no, Sacred Heart Seminary. So this man was starting to be a priest when I met him. He has been my husband now for almost 48 years. So I did, you know, when I thought of that, when I saw your question, I said, oh my God, first sale. Well, someone had once said to me, I want to introduce you to the woman that competed against God and won. And I'm not sure I like that phrase of myself, but yeah. And it all started with, actually, he was dating three women at the time because he was deciding whether he wanted to stay in the seminary or not. And I was the one that he chose. And I asked him once, why me? He said, that's easy. You were the most interested in me. And it's the same thing with business. It's who, you know, if you show that you're interested in them more than just a sale that you want from them, everything else starts to fall into place. So that was my first sale.
Oh, fantastic. Love it. Great, great story there as well. And guess what? You did it. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick to me so people know how to connect with you after today's podcast.
It is www.salespartnerstroy.com.
Fantastic. And we typed in the description of the podcast for you guys as well. Denise, enjoyed having you on the podcast. And remember, don't stop believing. For those that are listening and watching the podcast, be sure to check out other episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. This is April Renee. Create a terrific day.